ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific nations have some of the toughest abortion laws in the world, but some are trying to change that. Many women risk jail to terminate a pregnancy, and some face even greater dangers. While heated debate about abortion takes place in other parts of the world, in the Pacific, strict cultural taboos mean it's rarely discussed. Marion Farr has this report, and a warning, it contains some distressing details.
Florence clearly remembers the moment she found out she was pregnant for the third time. We've changed her name and voice for legal reasons.
I could feel my palms again sweating, my heart's beating faster, there's a whole blood rush.
The child's father said he wanted nothing to do with the baby.
It's a lot of humiliation and I felt like a big disappointment. So I start to look around for ways to have an abortion.
She found someone on Facebook who said he was a medical doctor who performed secret abortions.
He said, don't worry, you're in safe hands. So this is what's going to happen. You're going to drink two. So I had to take pills. You're going to take it orally. And in the other two, I will have to insert it vaginally. And he opened up the door to his room. We went there. And that's when he sexually abused me.
Florence alleges the doctor raped her twice while performing the procedure.
Being in there, my body completely shut down and froze.
She reported the alleged abuse to police, but there's been no court verdict. Florence believes Vanuatu's strict abortion laws put women's lives at risk.
It's these men that put themselves at this position, claiming themselves that they are here to support these women to go through that, and yet they're abusing them.
Across the Pacific, abortion is highly restricted. In most countries, it's only permitted to save a woman's life. Some nations, like Palau and Tonga, ban the practice entirely. In Vanuatu, where Florence lives, it's allowed when there's a good medical reason. Advocates, like Julia Senabulia, want these laws reviewed.
Especially cases like if someone is raped, defiled, you can imagine that trauma. But trauma is not anywhere in the law, so we cannot do anything.
He runs the Vanuatu Family Health Association. Its busy clinic in the heart of Port Vila receives requests for abortion every day.
So we're trying to provide family planning, contraception. It's not enough. We're trying to do awareness. It's not enough.
But trying to change attitudes in a country with deep religious roots isn't easy. Kalarip Sope is the assistant chief of Pungo Village. He says even in cases of rape or incest, abortion is taboo.
You cannot kill a child. You cannot kill a person. And that's the belief.
The ABC asked the Vanuatu government about the issue, but we haven't received a response. Yasmin Bjornum, who runs a feminist media organisation called Sister, says mothers often bear all the responsibility for unplanned pregnancies.
And even if she is in a relationship with the guy, she's still financially responsible. Her family is responsible. So what is the role of the father?
She wants women in the Pacific to be able to access safe abortions, even if it means setting aside her personal views.
I believe that if you want one, your right to have one is more important than my belief. It doesn't matter what we believe.
For Florence, that could have made a world of difference.
This experience and this situation that I've been through, it was all unsafe abortion. And that's what I don't want for any of the women out there.